This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM's Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Jaden.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Jayushka.
Join us every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we'll expand your knowledge of the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth perspective.
That's Global Youth NZ, 4pm Thursdays on ORFM Dunedin.
Podcasts available from the Youth Zone app, yznz.app.
Kia ora everybody and welcome to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM. You're listening to Youth Zone and this is Jaden. How is everybody doing today? I hope that wherever you're listening from, whether it's in the car, on a radio, like an old person, no jokes, on a radio, or if you're streaming live from online, that you are having a great day. Oh man, you know, I'm actually tired. You know, I'm really tired today. Oh man, I missed last week's show, guys. Like, I literally was in the Central Library at the University of Otago, and then Arena just messages me, who's the Youth Zone coordinator here at Otago Access Radio, amazing person, holds it all down for us. She messages me, she's like, "Hey, like, how close are you?" And then I realize that I've literally just missed my show, Global Youth NZ. You know, but I do have a very valid reason, guys. So before you cancel me, please just listen me out. So it is currently exam season, which means that it is a very stressful season for a lot of university students like me, like Sakina, who was on here 2 weeks ago, and possibly some of you listeners. So yeah, today, actually this morning, I had my third exam, so I'm three down, one more to go, and I'm currently studying health science, doing four papers this semester, which is quite a full-on course. So yeah, man, times are tough, it is busy, but hey, you know, doing radio really just calms the nerves down a bit, I do have to say. But just like every week, we're going to start off with some songs. Also, I guess is a bit of a therapeutic way for me to start the show, just to, you know, calm down those exam nerves from this morning and listen to music. But don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Will you are the only exception.
exception. You are the only 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 exception.
You're listening to the Youth Siren on Otago Access Radio, a place for the young people of Dunedin to get their voices on air.
As I lay me down to sleep, I hear her speak to me. Remember how I'd say, hey, hey, one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew how proud I was, you'd never shed a tear, have a fear, no, you wouldn't do that. Though I didn't pick the day to turn the page, I know it's not the end every time I see your face. And I hear you say, hello, my only one. Remember who you are. You got the world, cause you got love in your hands, and you're still my chosen one. So can you understand? One day you'll understand. So hear me out, hear me out. I won't go, I won't go. No goodbyes, no goodbyes. Just hello, just hello. When you cry, I will cry. When you smile, I will smile. And next time when I look in your eyes, we'll have wings and we'll fly. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but you're not.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM's Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Jaden.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Jayushka. Join us every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we'll expand your knowledge of the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth perspective.
That's Global Youth NZ, 4pm Thursdays on ORFM Dunedin.
Podcasts available from the Youth Zone app, yznz.app.
Kia ora everybody and welcome back to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM. This is Jaden that you're listening to. Unfortunately, I actually am the only one in the studio today, which is really sad. But it also gives me the freedom to do whatever the heck I want. Am I right, guys? Oh man, yeah. Jay, last week and the week before, she was in Fiji, which is just so freaking amazing, and I can't wait for her to be here in person to talk about that. But unfortunately, the downside is that she got COVID, which is crazy. You know, the thing is, I've personally just forgotten completely about COVID because I got it, and then after I got it, I was just like, bro, I'm literally sweet, I'm immune, you know. So now when people are like, I got COVID, I'm like, dang, Like, I totally just forgot that COVID exists. But anyway, before we continue with the show, if you guys remember a studio guest that we had, very special studio guest, I must say, named Tallulah Costa, that came onto Global Youth NZ to talk about Māori Wahine rights in Aotearoa. It was actually the 19th of May, so 19th of last month. She's actually doing a competition down in Invercargill at the moment, Invercargill, called Ngā Manu Korero, and it's actually an impromptu speech that she's doing and doing a prepared one tomorrow morning. So good luck for her. And Tallulah, if you're listening back to this, we're rooting for you. We truly are. But how good. Anyway, like I mentioned before, Jay unfortunately is not in the studio, but she did send me a few little voice messages for me to play to all of you wonderful listeners. And the thing is, your reaction will be as genuine as mine. I don't know what she said in these. I hope that they are radio okay. I hope that this will be approved, Jay, if you're listening, because I have not listened to these, so my reaction will be the same as yours. But Jay, if you're listening, really miss you, miss seeing you. Hope that COVID isn't going too hard on ya. You know that you're recovering well, hopefully having some nice leisurely time. But anyway, guys, here is Jayushka coming from her COVID-filled room, I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm Jayushka. I am currently at home because I am currently infected with COVID, so I am not in studio today. But I thought I could share what I've been up to the past couple of weeks when I haven't been at radio. And thank you to Jaden for absolutely carrying the show, as well as Sakina, who I know came in for 1 week. So it's been really, really awesome to know that you have my back, and I've had a wonderful time away. And yeah, so I actually went to Fiji for a week, so I have had an awesome time, and I thought I could share a bit more about it. So actually, I left a couple Saturdays ago. I drove from Dunedin to Christchurch really early morning, and then flew from Christchurch to Fiji. And once I got to Fiji, it was just so humid. And straight away, I was like, oh my God, I love this, the sun, the warm, but I had to have the AC on because I was really not used to the heat, because I haven't been back for about 8 years. So last time I went, I was like 10 years old, and now I'm 18, and that time gap was just really, really insane. And I felt, I felt like everything was so new to me, but at the same time familiar. Like, it was just really, really hard to explain. And so my uncle picked me up and drove me to my mom's house in Singatauka, where she grew up. And straight away had really, really nice food with my family, different types of vegetable curries and dal and ginger tea, met some of my family who I haven't seen in ages, and then I went got ready, went for a bit of a night out with some of my aunties and the auntie who was getting married, which is the reason why I went to Fiji, was for her wedding. It was great, but then I was really, really tired since I'd been up since about 5 that morning. So we got home and just went to sleep, and when I woke up, it was like, you know, the sounds of birds, dogs and chickens, and everyone kind of, you know, because it's everyone gets up early there, so it was such a nice experience. And so upon arrival, you have to have a COVID test book. So I did take my COVID test the next day in Singatauka town, and it was negative. And I went into town a bit. And then the first thing I really noticed there was the driving was quite different to New Zealand. I mean, it's the same, but like the drivers are a bit different and the rules are a little bit more relaxed and people are less afraid of, like, you know, getting a ticket or whatever. But Yeah, I visited some family because people live quite rurally there, like they're out of town, and also had to be careful of mosquitoes and stuff like that. And then I ended up staying in a hotel for a couple of nights with my grandma and my brother, which was nice as well, but I definitely preferred staying in the village. And then I went to do some shopping the next day and had some different kinds of food. I went to the Sleeping Giant's garden, which was a really cool place. It was really beautiful. I took some photos there, went to the beach. There was a beachside restaurant with all my family. Well, with my family. And yeah, it was a vibe. It was really, really, really a vibe. So then the next day, from then on, it was just weddings, wedding, 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 wedding. So that was over the 2 days, and that whole time is just like lumped into one whole big thing. And it's just, Indian weddings are such a huge experience, like just the color, the food, the laughter, the music, the costumes, everything. It's just amazing. So first day I got like my henna done. Second day was like two ceremonies, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And then the third day was the wedding in the morning. And then in the evening was like a reception party. I danced so much and it was just amazing. And I learned so much. And it was really emotional as well. And I was happy to meet all my family and stuff. So then I returned the following Saturday. So really, because I returned like early morning on the Saturday, so I didn't really have that day. And the day that I arrived, it was also in the evening. So like, I really only had like 6 days, like Monday to Friday was kind of my main, Sunday to Friday was like, those were like my main actual things, days that I could do stuff. But yeah, I want to go back. I wish I could stay longer. I wish I didn't have school, but I do have to go to school. But yeah, as soon as I came back on the Saturday, and then on Monday morning before I went to school, I tested positive. So I couldn't go back to school. So it's been kind of just like a roller coaster, and I feel like at the moment my life is just all over the place, but it's okay. I'm fine. I just, yeah, probably a bit behind on my schoolwork. And like, and stuff. I probably sound a little bit sick, but I'm not too bad. But yeah, it's really tiring having COVID. Like, you just feel tired all the time, and like, I've had kind of a cold and having Panadol all the time, and hot teas and other home remedies. But yeah, I hope this has been somewhat interesting to hear from me. But yeah, I feel really lucky to have gone visited, and yeah, I think it's such a lovely place, Fiji. The people there are so lovely. Like, you won't know them, but they'll say hello to you. They say bula bula everywhere, and they might stop and ask you where you're from, what you've been doing here, like, you know, if you're from the island or wherever. It's so lovely, just so lovely. So my main focus this time was just to see my family. And although I got to see all of them, I didn't get to spend too much time with them, like, outside of the wedding. And I spent a little bit time in a hotel as well. But I think next time I want to come in December, probably. And I would like to just spend more time with them. But I would definitely want to do more kind of touristy things as well. Get to explore Fiji a bit more. But yeah, I think it's really important to be able to go back to your kind of where you come from, you know, if you are not from the country you live in right now. It's just, it's important to know where you come from, the kind of people that you've got there, and yeah, just knowing how to still be in touch with your culture. While I was over there, I felt myself, you know, just like blending in. But for a lot of people, it wouldn't be that way. And like for one thing, like by the time I was leaving, you know, I was feeling super confident in having entire conversations with emotion, with everything in my language, which is Fijian Hindi or broken Hindi, some people call it. But, you know, my mother tongue, like I was able to do that, like, you know, and I wouldn't feel like I'm saying things wrong or anything, or my accent sounds weird. Like, I just felt like just like them. And a lot of people commented on that as well and said, like, it didn't feel like I had come from New Zealand and that I had been living there all the time. So it was really nice to hear that I haven't lost that, because I think it's something so unique. You want to keep it.
For sure, Jay. And honestly, thank you so much for sending those in. And first off the bat, I'm just going to say I'm so jealous. You know, it's freezing here in New Zealand. Today I have a wee little moped, right? Moped gang. And I was driving it and I was freaking freezing, guys. I was like, this is actually so sad. Like, oh man, like, did you hear that cough, guys? Like, I don't have COVID, I'm not sick, but it's just because it's so cold, it just gets to you. But yeah, Jay, honestly, for me not having been to Fiji before, and I'm sure like for all the listeners, this has been a really great opportunity to just kind of have a wee little glimpse of, you know, another country that I guess is, you know, kind of close, but also seems a little bit distant, you know what I mean? And yes, Indian weddings, oh my gosh, I know. They are over the top, but I think that over the top actually can have a positive connotation to it. So usually people kind of associate it with negative things, but I would probably associate it with something that's positive, because over the top in the way that, you know, they really go all out, and it's just it's a very festive feeling with like lots of color and everything, and it's just wonderful. And Jay has just messaged me, she's listening live, so hi Jay, I really do wish you're here. She actually did test negative for COVID, which is super awesome, but is currently in recovery as she's still feeling symptomatic, so it's just a good time for her to rest up, you know, especially now kind of mid-ish term in school, you know, you'll have a lot to catch up on. But so good to hear from you, and I really love the way that you talked about how you felt like you were right at home, and it was a great opportunity for you to connect with your people and use your mother tongue, and by the end of it, you know, feeling, using that Fijian Hindi, you know, and quite fluently, you know, and not feeling that you know, the locals over there, and I guess you're a local too, you know, not feeling that gap of not having been there for the past 8 years, you know, living here in New Zealand. So really awesome to hear from you, Jay, and really hope that all that Panadol and everything is kicking in well, and that you're just having a blessed time. Honestly, Jay, here, let me just tell you this. If you need a Netflix or Disney Plus password, I have both. So just text me and I'll send it to you, you know, because this should be a time for you to recover. And also slowly, oh my gosh, opposites, slowly ease back into your schoolwork. But also, if you have a song request, Jay, why don't you, you know, just send it to me. I'm sure I can get that up for you. And also in that case, for anybody listening, if you do want to have a song played here live on air, you can actually message us on Global Youth NZ on Instagram, or you can call the studio at 471-7171. We'll see you after the song break.
Fuck you.
Just before we play the next song, I thought that I would like to specifically say that this is Jay's song request. This is a song called Overload by Zinnia. And, oh man, honestly, I actually don't know what the song sounds like. But hey, Jay, this is to you. Enjoy COVID recovery.
Oh, na 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 na. See, I don't show face. For participate, oh yeah. January down to December, nothing sure for my matter. Not wrong time out, giving my happiness, and I'm grateful. I wanna do better, but it's not easy. Oh. You don't have to say it, my baby. Say you carry my overload. You don't have to say it, my sweetie. More, you carry my overload. Overload, overload, baby. You carry my overload. Auntie, please don't judge, cause I be overload. Homie, no leave me for center. Money don't they look like a jester. Oh, I wish I'd start all over, giving my happiness. And I'm grateful. I wanna do better. Down.
You're tuned into the Youth Zone, 4 to 5 p.m. weekdays on Otago Access Radio.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying, 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. 'Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. My friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving.
Otago Access Radio is the voice of your community, with programs by, for and about the people of Dunedin and Otago. If you have an idea for a show, we're here to help you to make it happen. We'll give you the tech training you'll need and tips on how to make your show the best it can be. Radio is a great way of sharing your interests, your music and your culture with the world, so why not join our family of local broadcasters today? Check out our website at www.oar.org.nz for more information, or give us a call on 471 6161.
Kia ora everybody, and welcome back to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM. Well, for this next part of the show, I actually want to talk about something that is coming up here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and it is Matariki celebration. Now, if any of you are New Zealand locals like myself, who grew up here, this is something that you'll probably be a little bit familiar with. You know, you may not well, might not that well, but it's something that you probably would have heard of. If there's some people that
haven't heard of it, well, today is your lucky day because we're going to go through what Matariki is. So I'd like to thank Pure New Zealand, newzealand.com, and a few other various sources for supplying this information for this segment of the show. Anyway, well, Matariki is a special occasion in the New Zealand calendar, which marks the start of Māori New Year. So now we all know the traditional New Year, traditional as in 1st of January. Many of you probably know Lunar New Year, which is Chinese New Year, Vietnamese New Year, and so forth, but Matariki, Māori New Year, is not so internationally known. And this is signified by the Matariki cluster of stars reappearing in our night sky, and it is a time to reflect on the past year, celebrate the present, and plan for the year ahead. Now, what is Matariki? So apart from being a star cluster that appears in the early morning sky in New Zealand during the midwinter months, which is now, the star cluster is well known throughout the world and at different times of year can be seen around the globe. So it is one of the brightest clusters in the sky, containing hundreds of member stars. Matariki has different names around the world. In English, it is called by its ancient Greek name, which is Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters. In Hawaiian, it is Makali, which means eyes of royalty. And in Japan, now guys, I did not know this, and when I was looking through this before the show, I was like, what the heck, that is so cool. It is Subaru, or Subaru, however you say it, meaning gathered together. Now, when I actually take a look at the car logo, the car brand Subaru, the logo, I actually have noticed now it is a bunch of stars gathered together. So hey, the more you know. And while star clusters are very cool and interesting, what actually is the significance of Matariki? Well, apart from it being known as the Māori New Year in the Māori worldview, it is closely connected with Maramataka, which is the Māori lunar calendar. The reappearance of the Matariki stars in the early morning sky brings the past year to a close and marks the beginning of a new year. So Motoranga Māori, which is ancestral knowledge and wisdom, is at the heart of celebrations of the Matariki public holiday, and will be a time for remembrance. So honoring those that we have lost since the last rising of Matariki, celebrating the present, which is gathering together to give thanks for what we have right now, and looking to the future, looking forward to the promise of a new year. Historically, the stars of Matariki were also closely tied to planting, harvesting, and hunting. So the stars appeared clear and bright. It signified an abundant season ahead. Well, what is Matariki and when is it? So Matariki takes place in midwinter, right now, basically, from late May to early July. And the dates vary according to tribes and geography. So this year, 2022, the first public holiday to celebrate Matariki will be on Friday the 24th of June, which is actually coming up relatively soon. Time flies, hey, which marks the reappearance of the constellation. And the best time to view the Matariki cluster is early morning, just before dawn, which I believe is, oh man, well, I'm never up that early, so I actually don't know when sun rises, but hey, a quick Google search will help us find that out, eh? Okay, so now you know what Matariki is, you know when it is and what it signifies, but how do we actually celebrate Matariki? You know, I remember as a kid, really loved going to all of these Matariki festivals, Matariki kind of events that were held in my neighborhood, because it really brought the community together. So traditionally, back then, Matariki festivals included lighting ritual fires, making offerings and various celebrations to farewell the dead, honor ancestors, and celebrate life. So it was done kind of like a ritualistic thing. However, nowadays, people all across Aotearoa come together and remember their ancestors, share kai, which is food, sing waiatas, sing songs, tell stories, and play music. And Matariki is about connecting with your home and whānau, your family. So there are many ways to acknowledge the Māori New Year and observe the rising of Matariki. So you can take time to remember loved ones who are no longer with you. Give thanks for the past year that has passed. Enjoy Matariki feast together. Plan for the next year. and spend time with family and friends. Oh, you can also write down your wishes for the new year, you know, make a few New Year's resolutions, and also plan to grow a garden, which is really cool. As I mentioned before, you know, if the stars are nice and bright, that means it's an abundant harvest for the upcoming year. And if you're wondering where to celebrate Matariki this year in 2022, I can assure you that here in Dunedin, there will be several Matariki festival gatherings happening. For me, I remember there was always one at Dunedin North Intermediate. So, because I live in the valley, I won't say where in the valley because it's a bit weird, you know, but yeah, I live in the valley, and the closest one to me was DNI. And I just remember, oh, it was great. You know, we had lots of kai, and just, it was really, you know, actually just such fond memories, hey? Well, no matter where you are, I'm sure that you'll be able to come together with your community and be able to just celebrate this wonderful new Māori New Year coming up soon. Yeah. Oh. Mama, you're the best in the world. You're more than diamonds and pearls. Help me in my weak times. You get my head held high. You've always been my superwoman. You've always been the only woman to ever have my heart. You ain't ever broke my heart. You always seem to find a way to let me know that you love me. No matter how far away you are, you're with me. Yeah. I would say thank you. Thank you ain't good enough. After all we've been through, you've never run out of love. There's no other words to say, but I love you. So I'ma say thank you. Just know it will never, no, never be enough. For me, tell me to look my best when I look underdressed. Remind me I'm strong to forgive when I'm wrong. Oh, you pray for me, pray for me. Oh, I love it when you pray for me. Thank you, Mama, you've been patient with me. Oh, you love me eternally. You always seem to find a way to let me know that you do.
if you liked Otago Access Radio on Facebook yet, go to facebook.com/Otago Access Radio to keep up with what is happening at the station.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM's Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Jaden.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Jayushka. Join us every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we'll expand your knowledge of the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth perspective.
That's Global Youth NZ, 4pm Thursdays on ORFM Dunedin.
Podcasts available from the Youth Zone app, YZNZ.app.
Kia ora everybody and welcome back to the show. So today we've actually had quite a few awesome topics. So we heard from a COVID recovering Jay who I'll just have to say for everybody wondering, no, she is not here in the studio. I played some voice messages that she sent through to me for me to listen to and also for you wonderful listeners. So Jay, if you are still listening, hope that Panadol is kicking in. But apart from that, we also talked, I'm here by myself, guys. It's crazy. You know, now I have to talk to myself during song breaks. Don't have Jay here anymore. But I talked about Matariki, which is Māori New Year, and just what the significance behind it is and what it signifies in this modern day and age. Anyway, before we wrap up our show, I thought that I'll just talk about the weather a little bit because, hey, I'm a New Zealander. I love talking about the weather. So today, the high is 11 degrees with a low of 2, and it is unfortunately set for more rain tonight. But hey, tomorrow, guys, we are looking at a nice sunny day with a high of 8 and a low of 2. Saturday is cloudy, sunny. Sunday is rainy. Monday is even more rainy. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all cloudy, sunny. So not the best weather, but it is exam revision season at the moment for us uni students and maybe internals season for you high schoolers. So actually maybe being having all this weather means that we'll get to stay inside more and study more, which you know, isn't that much of a bad thing really. Well, anyway, hope you guys enjoyed today's show and I certainly enjoyed having a bit of fun by myself here in the studio, but hoping that Jay, you'll be back soon, and hope you guys have a great day. If you are a uni student, good luck. We're almost through it, just next week to go, and we're finished with exams. But kia ora, and thank you for tuning in to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM, and we'll see you at 4 p.m. Thursday next week. Mā te wā.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.